Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, the podcast that is the internet equivalent of an invasive species. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, the movie that defines the Annie Hall look, Annie Hall. That's right, it's a Woody Allen romantic comedy from the 70s. And what does that mean? Well, you're about to find out, as am I. Stay tuned. There are two types of people in the world. Well, there's probably more than that, but we can, for our purposes, we can categorize them into two types. There are people who like Woody Allen, or more specifically, like what Woody Allen brings to the table, and there are people who don't. I have known both types, and they are very adamant in their opinions. In this case, if you like Woody Allen and what he does, you will probably like this movie. And if you don't like Woody Allen and what he does, you will not like this movie for all the reasons that the other people do like this movie. This is, it's got Woody Allen coming out of its ears, essentially, this film does. It is the story of Woody Allen's character, Alvy, and he is a comedy writer and sometimes stand-up comedian. So we can probably see a little bit of an influence later on that might have showed up in Seinfeld. But he is a comic, and he is Woody Allen in spades. He is neurotic. He is self-referential. He has non-sequitur mutterings under his breath. He is everything that makes Woody Allen Woody Allen. And as I say, if you like that, you're in. Now, the movie is at least told partially in flashback. He meets a young lady named Annie Hall, played by Diane Keaton, and she is unique. she's a very interesting person. She's it's kind of hard to describe, really. There aren't a whole lot of words made up to describe what it is that she is when at the time he meets her. She's fun. She's funny. She's insecure. She's off the wall. She's Annie Hall. and he falls for her, and they end up together. Now, one of the odd things about this is... I'm always big on character development, and Woody Allen has none of that in this film, and I think that's on purpose. The character he starts off with is the character he ends up with 2 hours later. Annie Hall, on the other hand, has probably, in my opinion, almost too much character development. When we first meet her, which is kind of in the middle of the story, she is, to me, she comes across as a very... somewhat confident, somewhat dry, somewhat uninteresting person. And I think that the point is that this is what she has become by being involved with Woody Allen's character. Because when we meet her about 10 or 15 minutes later in flashback, she's completely different, to the point of almost really being a totally separate character. And we don't, unfortunately, get to see enough, I think, of the transition from one to the other. Although we, you know, I can kind of see where Woody's going with that. I don't think that it was really made clear. It almost seems like Diane Keaton plays two different characters in the film. One for later on, and one for when we're looking back at what she used to be like. And then, you know, present day as present day moves forward through the film. Now, Woody, to his credit or discredit, has done something that really, in his character, you don't see much of except in old-style comedies, old classic, if we want to call them classic-era comedies from the teens through the 40s, probably, into the 50s, where an actor would have a character that they would put on like an old shoe, and they would just take that character from film to film. The name might change, the circumstances around the character would change, but the character would be the same in every movie. And you know, you see this stuff in Charlie Chaplin with the Tramp character. The Marx Brothers all had the same basic personality from movie to movie. Laurel and Hardy, you know, right up through the Three Stooges, W.C. Fields, all this stuff where they would carry on the same character. And Woody Allen goes to that with the character that he has in Annie Hall. He used, not in every movie he ever did, but similar characters, the Woody Allen-ish type, really comes through in this film. The only other modern guy that I can think of that maybe does that or did that was Rodney Dangerfield. He had the same character in a number of different movies. But for the most part, that's something that you saw back in the old days. And I think, personally, there's something cool about that. It kind of saves you. Yes, it maybe doesn't make for the greatest, most original movie of all time when you have the same character jumping from movie to movie. But it kind of saves it. It's like a shorthand. You know, you jump right in and you know what the character is going to be like, and you can ride with that and focus on everything else that's happening in the film. So Woody Allen has that going for him if you like that sort of thing. Now, for me personally, I actually do like what Woody Allen brings to the table. I know that, you know, there's been a lot of comments about his personal life and whatnot. And, you know, he has not maybe won too many friends with some of the things that he had going on in the tabloids. But that, for our purposes, is irrelevant. How good is the film? And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed Annie Hall. I will say that it's probably not one that I would watch over and over and over again. It's a little, it's not a feel good, and it's not an intense exploration of the human psyche, which are the kind of things that would probably bring me back, or the multi-layered thing that has, you know, you watch it 12 times and you learn something new every time. I'm not sure that Annie Hall's going to have that going for it. It's a good lighthearted film and it is worth watching. So I am giving this one a rent it. It's probably a high rent it, but it's a rent it. Go check it out. It's definitely worth your time if you like Woody Allen. Again, if you don't like Woody Allen and you just can't stand what he does, you're not going to like this film no matter what. So save yourself the trouble. But if you do, go get it. Check it out. It's worth checking out. It's worth your time. Next week is a film that could probably not be any less Annie Hall. And that is The Deer Hunter. It's big. It's epic. It's a Vietnam movie. It's dark, I suspect. I've never actually seen it. I've seen like bits and pieces of it. But it's a Vietnam movie made like 3 years after the Vietnam War ended. So I'm guessing it's not a comedy. Pretty good guess, probably. Anyway, so I will be checking that out this week. Until then, I remain your humble servant, Pete Pollack. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast, a production of the Big Noisy Bug Media Empire. Have a good week, everybody.